This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us for hour two of Radio Night Live on a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous pre-spring day across America today. It was, what, 64 in New York today? It was just unbelievable, like out of your mind, crazy nice. And we welcome you into hour number two of Radio Night Live. We will continue our phone-in topic after we visit in the ladies' lounge tonight with our guest this week. She is one of the favorites. And I know it has to do with two things. One, her very bubbly personality and her lovely demeanor with which she conducts herself. But it's also because she talks about love. And who's not in need of love in this day and age? And yes. So welcome back, Ashley Papa. Ashley, you can tell the throngs. In fact, we have a live shot on the Biz TV feed. Nick, I figured out what those people are out there for. They're there because they got us piped into Times Square, and they want to hear Ashley talk about love tonight. That's what it is. They're all out there.
I'm so flattered.
Just going crazy in Times Square tonight. Oh, you're welcome. You're totally welcome.
They all need advice.
Well, I guess, I mean, your profile as the relationship writer keeps going up and up. You're going to be on the main FoxNews.com site from now on.
Yeah, everything's transitioning to FoxNews.com, so easier access there.
Yeah, well, and you're probably already recognizing that in the amounts of comments that you're getting back. Ashley not only is the writer of the relationship material on FoxNews.com, but she also hosts the Fox on Love radio feature, which is heard on many stations. If your station carries the Fox News product over the weekend, you get the Fox on Love reports that she files as well. And we're just coming out of the month of February, so it's, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I'm sure you were very busy all through Valentine's. I'm sure people were writing you, Ashley, should I buy the 50 Valentines in a package box for the kids at school, or I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, we had that in our house this time because we got two in school now, and mm-hmm. So one of them just wanted to go get the box of the cheapies and just, you know, put his name on them, and he didn't care who got what, and the other one wanted to hand make all of the Valentines for his class. But here's the thing. He didn't want to give any Valentines to the boys. He just wanted to make them for the girls.
In his class.
I'm like, wow. Okay, I guess James is on his path already.
James is a ladies' man.
Well, wow. You've met him. You know he has a certain charm about him.
Yeah, he's a very charming young boy.
For a 7-year-old, you know. but yeah. So anyway, we could talk about any number of things. Before we get into the substance of the relationship stuff tonight, I did want to just make, I haven't made mention of it on the broadcast tonight yet, but because you're with Fox and, I'm on Fox, almost every week in some capacity, we lost Alan Colmes this week, and it was, kind of a rough go around, the hallways at, 6th and 48th, was it?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's very shocking because he's been there a long time. We all knew him well, and he was a very nice man, whether you agreed with him or not.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even matter. He was just a very nice man.
I regularly didn't agree with him, and I always walked away. And in the talk radio world, which was kind of his other life, he was someone that bridged two generations of talk radio because you had the original kind of Hall of Fame class that included Barry Gray and Barry Farber and Bob Grant, a lot of those old guys that started talk radio. And then you had the younger generation of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Kevin McCullough and the guys that have come along behind that have benefited from what those guys did in the early stages. And Combs got his start with Barry Farber back when they had a little thing called Daynet. It was actually kind of one of the first syndications that happened. And then he continued to work in talk radio right up until 2 weeks before he died. I guess he was diagnosed with cancer and it was a fairly aggressive form that took him. But right up till the last 2 weeks of his life, he was still on the air. And he was, so in my business, in what we're doing tonight and on the stations that we're heard on across America tonight, Alan Combs, even though, again, I disagreed with him politically on almost everything, he was one of those guys that led the way for us to be able to do what we do tonight. And in our industry, it's so small. I really like to pay homage to people. And we've lost some great ones in the last year. We lost Dr. Joy Brown, who had been an icon in the New York area for a while. Who was the woman that we lost before her, though? She was a talk show host. She did the fashion carpets at the red carpets at all the things.
Oh, her daughter,
Joan Rivers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So three big, big talk show personalities all gone within a 12-month period. And I don't know, just kind of it makes you assess life anyway. So, Ashley, we didn't bring you on to talk about this. We're going to talk about love. And you have a brand new article that's out at foxnews.com this week called Make Up or Break Up, Relationship Experts Advice for Any Scenario. You know, I'm almost tempted to have people call in and ask you questions about what they should do when you come on.
Well, they're free to if they want to, yeah.
All right, 888-340-3373. You got a love question? Ask the doctor. Dr. Ashley Papa's in the house. She's
not a real doctor.
She's not a real doctor, but she has researched this stuff infinitely. She's been coming on my shows forever now, and she's got a lot of wisdom. So you got a question about your love life, you want to be anonymous, we'll let you be anonymous. You can come on and ask the question. Anyway, in this article, you've got a series of scenarios laid out, and then kind of some advice on what to do. So let's cover these, because again, the article is Make Up or Break Up, What Should You Do? I'm guessing it's Do you get out or do you double down, basically, in the relationship? Mm-hmm. So, number one, if somebody lies about something big, someone in the relationship, you're going along, and then they've lied about something huge, as Donald Trump would say, what should you do?
Right, yeah. So, if you found out they lied about something big, you kind of have to analyze, the size of the lie, and were they lying to impress you in the beginning and just kind of forgot about it? Or like, what was the reason behind the lie? So, if it's a lie that you can understand, like, where they're coming from, or, they were just trying to impress you in the beginning and, they forgot and they never clarified with you or whatever the reason, you can maybe work it out. But if it's something that it's just like way out there and you feel like you'll never be able to trust this person again, and that everything else they're going to tell you, you're going to be questioning whether they're lying or not, you should probably break it off with them.
Yeah.
They lied in the beginning. So,
and that's a hard truth to accept, but man, it sure rings true, because if they are willing to lie, especially at the earliest stage of the relationship and especially about something big, holy cow, wait until you're married and then you got something big to deal with. Second scenario, and I don't see any legitimate way that they can get out of this, but they're still using dating apps, especially the one that you met them through. Now, that seems rather specific, Ashley. Did you have someone that did? I'm not going to pry here.
I've just known of it happening, but not to me specifically.
Good.
But, the argument is, if you haven't had that talk, that relationship talk that establishes that you're boyfriend and girlfriend, then it's really not in your right to, get mad at them if they're still on a dating app. But if you have committed to each other and then you find out through, a second party that your boyfriend or girlfriend is still on this dating app and they haven't deactivated it and they're might be still talking to people, then that's like, that's breakup material.
No, that's like immediate, like with no trial, no recourse, no defense. Like you're done. Like you committed the murder, we just execute you without the trial. It's just you're gone. Just zap from planet love right now.
Yeah, there's no point. I mean, don't even bother wasting your time. I mean, if they were really into you, then they should be. They should delete that app right away and be like, I don't even need this anymore. I found the girl in my dreams.
Yeah. See, that whole they're just not that into you, there's a thing there. I don't know how reliable a thing it is, but it's a thing that should be paid more attention to. At least that's my feeling. Okay, scenario number three. They've cheated, but they're sorry. Now, is this one tougher than the dating app, or is this one easier than the dating app?
I mean, this is a hard one because the relationship coach that I talked to in this one says that she's coached, you know, couples through infidelity, and they've come out stronger. And, you know, to each relationship their own. I think if there's physical cheating, it's, you know, no questions asked, automatic break it off. But it really depends on, you know, the couple, I guess. And if you're both willing to work it out and there's reasons behind the cheating that you can get through and, you know, won't eat at you later in life, then, you know, by all means, work it out.
Yeah. But, there's a great scene from The Family Man, the Nick Cage movie, where Jeremy Piven and Nick Cage are having this conversation. And Piven says to Cage in one scene, the Fidelity Bank and Trust is a very tough lender. You make a deposit elsewhere, they close your account. That's well said. Ashley Pop is our guest. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us here on this Saturday evening. We are often blessed by the presence of our relationship expert, Ashley Papa of FoxNews.com. And she's also the radio host of Fox on Love, which you can hear on Fox News radio stations across the country every weekend. And we're talking about the makeup or breakup things, and it's being brought to you in part by MyPillow tonight. MyPillow giving you 40% off a four-pack, a Mike four-pack. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, you get a four-pack for 40% off when you call this number tonight, 800-506-2641. They are machine washable. They are made in America. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. They have a 10-year warranty. Everything about this pillow will improve your sleep. You will have the best sleep of your life from night one or your money back. There's literally no risk to this. If you've been thinking about trying the MyPillow, you will not find a lower price on this than this one right here. And there's free shipping, I'm being told, on the four-pack as well. So call right now, get the free shipping, and get 40% off when you buy a king or queen. You'll get second one of the same size, and you'll get two of the go-anywheres that are literally lifesavers if you're on the road. I take one with me every time I fly. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Call now, get 40% off and free shipping. 800-506-2641. All right, Ashley, there's a couple of other scenarios we wanted to... Oh, before I get to that, the very first one, when we said you lie about something big, my staff wanted to know, how do you define big? I guess maybe they lied to their ladies at some point. They're wondering if they're going to walk out on them at this time and place. You want to talk about what it specifically was, Owen? What did you not tell the lovely Mrs.? He said something about jail time. Like if you did jail time, you should probably tell her that like early in the relationship, right?
Yeah. I mean, what did you go to jail for?
He didn't go to jail. But that would be one of your first questions, I'm sure. Well, why were you there?
Yeah. I mean, this is something. I mean, that's your past. I mean, you're gonna eventually have to reveal that, though. That's a huge thing. She might find that out in her criminal record or the background check.
When I met the lovely bride, and this was kind of the reason. I mean, this kind of that was one of the points in your article that kind of stood out to me because I met her on a business trip. I was in California. We met. We spent a couple of days where we were, you know, at this conference together. And then I came back and we did the long distance telephone, late minute, free minutes after 7 p.m. thing on the cell phones and all that back then. And then eventually we started flying, you know, from one end of the country to the other to spend, you know, a weekend every other month or something like that. And then it got narrower and narrower as we got closer to the engagement. Then we got engaged and, you know, married, moved to New York. And we're all happy and perfect since then. But it was a number of days, if not maybe a week or so, after I first met her before I had told her that I'd been married previously, but I did not tell her that I had a son. And when I did reveal that, it kind of shook her a little bit. Like there was a surprise there that was unwelcomed. And so when you put that in the list of things, my mind immediately thought about that because even though I hadn't purposefully tried to keep it from her, it just had not, you know, bubbled up in the conversation. It was something that was serious enough to her that it would like cause her to like, you know, kind of unsteady for a second. Now she decided to stick it out and stay with me, and we've been married, what's this, coming 14 years this August. So, I mean, obviously God had another plan for it, but the big things are the big things.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's different because you didn't necessarily lie. You just didn't reveal that right away. I mean, there's a difference between a lie, like I'm the CEO of a company, versus, you know, you not telling somebody something, like you want to wait because, you know, you're uncomfortable revealing that yet. So I think There's a little bit of a difference there. I think you're more in the safe zone than somebody who's lied about something huge, you know?
One of the other things that you put on here is that if they make a life decision, an important life decision without your input. Now, I'm guessing you're talking about couples in that situation that have been together for a while, maybe even married at that point. But making big, important life I'm going to take a job in Tahiti. Oh, I can't move. Oh, well, too bad.
Right. Well, I mean, when you make these, if you're with somebody, you know, it's been a long time and they're a part of your life, and then you start making decisions, like big life decisions, like that you're going to leave your job or you're going to go back to school or you're going to buy this $40,000 car, and you don't consult with your significant other who's thinking that you're going to be buying a house together. I mean, that's no good, because you're supposed to be your team. So you're supposed to be talking about this stuff, these big purchases.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever these decisions are.
Sweetie, we're going to get married next spring, and then I'm going to enroll for my doctoral program. So you can go to work and put me through.
I'll quit my job. I'm going to work from home.
That's right.
Stay home.
Put hubby through program. You've heard of that, right? Oh, you're okay with that, right? We talked about it. The last one you have is they're back to their bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they had reformed from the bad habits because you came into their life, I guess that's a compliment to you. But if they're back to their bad habits, that's a bad sign.
Right, yeah. If it's kind of like, you know, kind of like thrown in the towel and they're back to, like, their ways, you know, something that was a deal breaker for you, say, you know, they used to smoke, that was a deal breaker for you, and then they quit, but now they're back into it because maybe they feel like the relationship isn't as important and they can do what they want. You know, if they're not willing to go back to, you know, not committing these bad habits, your deal breakers, you know, it's kind of probably something you should consider. It's going to be a deal breaker,
oddly enough.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ashley, you've got a book coming out last couple of minutes here. Talk to me about what it is. When are people going to be able to get it?
Yeah, so my first novel coming out, it's about a private investigator, and her niche is infidelity. So it's kind of related to what I write about.
She's a love detective.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a title? Is the title out there? Can we talk about the title?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the title is Vixen Investigation. So that's the name of the book, and that's the name of her firm.
Awesome. It's more to come. It's a love detective. Vixen Investigations. And
she fights crimes of the heart, Kevin.
Oh, man.
We need somebody who can fight crimes of the heart these days.
I see hands going up all over the studio, people that want autographed copies right away. So you better print a bunch of them. What time of the summer is it coming out?
So we're shooting for early in the summer, early July. So it'll be a nice beach read for all the women and men out there.
Yeah. Men will read it to make sure that they're not doing the wrong things, you know.
Right.
Keep Vixen Investigations off their trail.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Ashley, it's so much fun to have you on the show.
I love being here.
Thanks for coming on a regular basis. And keep fighting the good fight. Now, by the way, what is your topic for Fox on Love this weekend, if people are getting it?
Yeah, this weekend I'm talking about love addiction. So maybe you know somebody who's like constantly in a relationship. So talking about people who
can't not be in a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, there's some annoyances about that on some levels, because they can't even be like normal friends with you. Like if they're not in a relationship, they're like, oh my goodness, my life's going to end. No, I was single for a long time. We're going to be fine. No, I got to have somebody now.
Yeah. It's like they don't know how to be single. They don't know how to be.
They're not comfortable in their own skin. Yeah. That's kind of weird anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, Ashley, Papa, thank you so much, as always, and keep doing the good work that you're doing.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. We got lots more straight ahead, and we'll take more of your phone calls,
888-340. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us every Saturday. We love having you in the house and joining us. And I want to say a big thank you to my friends over at TechWorks.com, Sage Lakhani Bhatt, and the entire team. If you're sick and tired of dealing with computer guys that are impossible to get a hold of, they don't follow through on anything, nothing ever really gets fixed, they nickel and dime you, and I hate that nickel and diming. Just fix it for me. You're going to love TechWorks because they eliminate all of those problems. They are entirely incentivized to get your system operating at peak performance and to keep it there. They offer a 60-minute or less guarantee service time
for any problem that you have. And so you need to call and find out why they can do all of this and just exactly how they're going to help your company. 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404, 973-567-6404. If you're a business owner, there's nothing worse than IT problems, and TechWorks.com is committed to helping you overcome them. TechWorks is spelled TechWerxe.com. TechWorks.com. Endorsed by yours truly, Kevin McCullough. All right, earlier in the evening, we were talking about this little problem. Chris Cuomo, the daytime host of CNN, he is the brother of the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, of New York, and he is the son of the former governor, Mario Cuomo, of New York, very dearly beloved former governor, Mario Cuomo. He is the son and the brother, and he is the daytime host at CNN. And I wonder if, like, having a last name Cuomo helped him get that job. I'm just wondering, just, you know, thinking out loud. But here's the problem. On Thursday, he just kind of lost his mind, because the Trump administration announced that they were rolling back a piece of, quote, executive guidance that the Obama administration had put into place with the public schools. Now, here's what the executive guidance included. The executive guidance that came from the Department of Education and then looped in the Justice Department for law enforcement and basically had the imprimatur of the president on it saying, if you don't do this, we're gonna. They told public schools that you had to allow transgendered boys to go into the girls' locker rooms. So boys that were fully anatomically male with their male pickles were supposed to be allowed into the girls' locker rooms. The Trump administration took a look at this policy and said, this is kind of dumb. Now, back when the Obama administration put it into place, they said, if you don't do it, we're going to take away the federal funding for your districts. And that's most likely how they were paying for the hot breakfast and lunches for the poor kids in the district. So to be clear, the Obama administration was so focused on letting boys show their pickles in the girls' locker rooms that they were willing to withhold hot breakfast and lunch from the poor kids in those districts if they did not allow the naked pickles to run wild in the girls' locker rooms. That's the Obama position on it. The Trump position was, that's kind of stupid. We're not doing it. They called the Supreme Court, said, well, this is no longer in effect, called the Department of Justice, stand down, Department of Education, don't you even think about enforcing this. This is dumb. We're tearing it up. We're throwing it away. Gone. When he did that, Chris Cuomo, the daytime host at CNN, then lost his God-given brain. It turned green. It oozed out of his ear. It fell on the carpet. He lost his mind. He started cursing and venting and steaming. He texted and tweeted to the Trump administration over and over again over the period of hours. There was something like 100 tweets that he sent out that were attacking the Trump administration for not allowing the boys to show their naked pickles in the 12-year-old girls' locker rooms. So oddly, a father who saw Chris Cuomo having this meltdown asks him a question on Twitter, and it went like this. What do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see a pickle in the locker room? Only he didn't say pickle. Those of you watching on television, you see the word. I used creative license and replaced it with the word pickle. And his answer was astounding. Chris Cuomo said, I wonder if she is the problem, or if it's her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance. That was his bottom line on it. So if a dad had a daughter who objected to seeing a naked pickle in her locker room, it's obvious that the daughter, number one, if it's a problem, then she's got a problem. And it's probably her dad pushing her to have the problem. So the obvious solution is to just let the naked pickles run wild in the 12-year-old girls' locker rooms. Right? That was his solution. What's yours? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York. It is Radio Night Live.
Yeah. What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us every single Saturday night. 888-340-3373. Chris Cuomo, the daytime, Dayquil, Daybreak, demented, daytime host for the CNN network. People call it the Clinton News Network. That's so passe. It's much more of like the Child Predator Network or something now. It's just like, come up with something else to start. I mean, the Clintons are gone. They're done. Goodbye. They're done. They're over. Never to be heard from again. But he got into such a rage with
the Trump administration just saying that nobody wants the boys and the pickles in the room with their daughter in the locker room. Nobody wants that. Again, his response, put it back up on the screen, Nick, for people that are watching at home and for those that are listening, I'll reread it. I wonder if she, the 12-year-old, is the problem or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance. Okay, so if she has a problem feeling uncomfortable with the exposed pickle in the locker room, she's the problem, according, or there is a problem that she feels that way. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two, she probably didn't come to that conclusion on her own, that her intolerant dad had to push her to that extreme. Number three, that an overprotective dad is intolerant. I mean, what? How much further from reality can you get this? And this is a man who has two daughters. And then the solution, teach tolerance. Teach your 12-year-old to not be bothered by a naked pickle in the locker room. Teach your daughter to chill out, to be okay with that. Now, I have a daughter. I can't even begin to tell you what, if this actually happened, what it would rise up within me. Like the willingness to, like, go burn the school down. Like, yeah, I don't respond gently when it comes to the welfare of my kids. So I don't understand what kind of worldview Chris Cuomo has. I don't know what kind of truth grid he washes things through. But that's twisted thinking. So much so that I think maybe he shouldn't even be in broadcasting anymore. And I never go after fellow broadcasters. Very strange. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Let's go to New York in the Bronx. There is Gino on line one. Hello, Gino.
Good old Chrissy Cuomo, pretty boy Cuomo, as I call him. His brother, of course, was my classmate at Fordham, Andy Boy Cuomo, the current governor of New York State. And between the two of them, there's so much hypocrisy that you could cut it with an anvil. There is no way Chrissy Cuomo or Andy Boy or his father, the late, great, not-so-great Don Vito Corleone, Mario Cuomo, would have allowed any of his children to be in a same-sex bathroom with anybody that was even a transvestite, let alone a transsexual. And let's not forget, Obama's got two daughters, and I guarantee you, Sasha Malia would never have been allowed to undress in front of some guy who used to be a girl, who wants to be a guy who was a girl. There's no way that these hypocrites, these Bolsheviks, these mongoloids would ever allow their own children to be involved in this scenario, but they'll advocate that they and the rest of us should have to do this
right
with our daughters, with our sons. So that's what I say. I say Chrissy Cuomo not only should be fired, but he should be sent back to the modeling agency from whence he came, and he's also a sock puppet for his brother. Because I'm telling you right here, right now, in front of America, Andy Boy wants to run for president. From the day I know him at Fordham, he wanted his father to be president. His father punked out, so now he thinks he's got his chance to run as Trumpster in 2020, and he lets his brother do the dirty work while Andy Boy himself sits in Albany and sputes his own
crap.
But when he comes out publicly, if somebody asks him, would you allow your daughters to be in that locker room with that same piece of trash, I guarantee you he would have to go humna, 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 like Jackie Gleason did.
That's well said.
I have to tell you.
It's well said, Gino, and I appreciate the passion. Absolutely. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. There's so much about this that is so naturally reflexive. Like, you just immediately push back on this. But here's, and I think it relays a bigger problem with the left in general. And that is because there is no real moral absolute in the thought process of leftists. So there's nothing that's absolutely true. There's nothing that's absolutely good. And there's nothing that's absolutely bad or absolutely evil. So if everything in life under the sun becomes just a shade of gray, just a small variance from good or bad, and it may be good to you, but it's bad to me, and it may be bad to me, but good to you, and who am I to judge that you should have to say, this is what you end up with. Because Chris Cuomo has had segments on CNN talking about the rape culture and how you got to do more to stop the rape culture. So while you're arguing that the educational campus is not the place where women should be unwantingly sexually assaulted, on the one hand, you're arguing on the other to allow naked pickles get as close to them as humanly possible in their own locker room. There is no common sense. There is no frame of logic here. But the bigger element that's missing is there's no basis of morality. And when you live in an amoral world, you can't take strong stands and say, this is not good for society. This is good for society. And that's what the American left is really facing. You realize they just elected their new leader for the Democratic National Party today. And the guy that nearly won the election is a Muslim Brotherhood connected spouting radical from Minnesota who's already talking impeachment of the current president when no crime has been even talked about being committed. This is how close that group of people is to just going right over the edge. They need people of the center and the right to hold them back, to put barriers in place so they don't kill themselves and work themselves into a complete destructive mess. But when you have no morality, this is the world you engage. You engage a world of absolute insanity. And saying that 12-year-old girls just need to be more tolerant so that there's some naked boys in there and they're not put off by it is one of the most insane things I've ever heard say. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back from New York. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So glad you're with us live from New York, Radio Night Live. One other story I just wanted to fold in here before we're done. In the state of Texas, they have this other female student that is dealing with a gender issue. She is 55-0 on the wrestling circuit for her weight class, the 110-pound weight class in the state of Texas. And she is transitioning to becoming a male. So for the last 10 months, while she's gone 55-0, she's been taking testosterone this whole time. Imagine that she would be 55-0 after basically making her muscles become like a boy's. Anyway, that's just how odd of a day in which we're living. And nobody will criticize her. Nobody's saying, well, she's not really a girl anymore, right? I mean, she's pumping all the male hormones in. Anyway, let's take Mike from Edgefield, South Carolina, before we're done tonight. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wanting to chime in about, the concern with the people, these transgenders being able to use the same bathrooms with little girls, you know, if being. But anyway, these people are, you know, they have a apparent mental disorder or a deficiency. And what's more alarming is that same-sex marriage is allowing, you know, homosexuals to adopt children. And that's a much bigger door of opportunity for, you know, predators or you know, people of mental deficiency.
Well, there's definitely
children.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of places where society has kind of ridden off the rails. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And look, every one of those issues is worth having, an in-depth discussion about what's good and bad for society. But when you've got a major news anchor for the second most viewed news network in the world saying that naked boys should not present any type of trauma or problem or cause for concern or even uncomfortable feelings in the hearts and minds of young girls in the sanctity of their locker room? Friends, we're entering a strange, brave, perverse new world. And as I have a young daughter who is going to be coming up through these stages of life, you better darn well believe that if dad can't be in her locker room, there ain't any other boys going to be in her locker room. Not while I'm living and breathing. And I don't care what I have to go through to make that the case. Anyway, so glad you've been with us, and I hope that you'll join us every Saturday night because we get here every Saturday night, 9 to 11 East Coast time. And then if you're watching on the Biz TV network and you miss some of the broadcast, it's re-aired 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Biz TV Coast to Coast as well. So thanks for always joining us. Thanks for helping us think clearly, and thanks for stopping by because as you understand, we are all about helping people pursue clarity, obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. It's one of the goals of Radio Night Live. And we'll see you next week right here.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.